Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
You know, ever since we first started doing a podcast, I've been looking for another podcast, maybe a little bit more popular than ours, someone that's been around for a while, but maybe not super popular, the kind of person who'd still be interested in trading promos.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't been able to find anybody. That's how I came across KJ Cisco.
Yeah.
And that was interesting and fun, but I haven't really been able to find anybody to like exchange promos with, because most podcasts that are small enough to want to do it suck balls.
They do.
And most that are cool enough that I'd want them to do it won't do it because they have no reason to. There's no incentive there. Like, hey, we have like 3 listeners. You want to trade promos? Why?
Yeah.
So anyway, I was still looking, going through different people's promos and stuff, and I found one that has proven to me that there is literally a podcast about anything you could possibly want there to be a podcast about, and a whole bunch of them about things you would never want there to be a podcast about.
That's for sure, yeah.
And it's for a show called The Armchair Anglers.
The Armchair Anglers.
It's a fishing podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play their promo.
This month on the Armchair Anglers, tournament pro Kent Brown, ultimate match fishing referee Mark Randolph, and Kermit the Frog.
Thank you for coming on the show, Kermit.
And I tell you what, you can tell Dean Rowe, whatever his name is, that he can see me in court. And we're not going to be doing a trial by jury in the swamp. We do a trial by fury, y'all. And I have the greater get out of here. I'm going to kill that.
Wow.
I think he hung up.
I think he did. And
guys, that's a very angry Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Clint,
yeah.
I think we offended the highest celebrity we've ever had on the show.
Randolph does 13 weeks of TV every year, and now the Frog is a bigger celebrity.
Yeah, it doesn't take
we'll
time.
Be back.
I feel sorry for Kermit because all the little buddies are sitting in wheelchairs at a restaurant up here.
We're not pros. We don't claim to be. We're armchair anglers.
What the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah.
First of all, that has got to be the worst Kermit the Frog impression I've ever heard.
I was going to say.
Man, Kermit the Frog just called in. Hey, Kermit, how you doing? Well, now I'm Kermit the Frog, and I'm so pissed off about things you don't understand.
Nothing's more funny than someone kicking off a Kermit the Frog impression by saying, hey, I'll tell you what.
They named off a bunch of, I guess, fishing celebrities. Is that even a thing? Like, are there fishing celebrities?
I guess, yeah.
Are there guys who fish who, like, read articles about other guys who I guess there probably are. There are fishing shows on TV. But at least on a fishing show on TV, you can watch somebody fish.
Yeah.
You know, and you can see the fish that they caught.
That makes more sense, yeah.
What do you talk about on a fishing podcast? So I went fishing the other day, and I caught a fish. Pretty awesome. You ever caught a fish before? Yes, I am also a fisherman.
You don't say.
Well, I think that's about all we've got for today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No idea. Yeah.
They're fairly well produced. I mean, probably more well produced than our show, but
yeah, they got quite the jingle and
yeah, I don't know where that music came from. It's probably some kind of public domain something or other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think about fishermen?
Well, they're queers.
Well,
think about it. I mean, fish are some of the most unnatural animals on the planet. I mean, look at the way they squirm and stuff and wriggle around. They breathe underwater. What breathes underwater? Satan breathes underwater. And there are some fish who live in dicks. You go in like the Amazon or whatever it is, and they'll swim into your dick.
Up into your dick
and
you
make
a
and make a home out of it. And if there's any kind of person who would want to live inside a dick, it'd be a queer. So, in closing, fishermen are queers.
All right, all right. I agree, yeah.
I don't know, like, doing a fishing podcast to me is like doing a vacuuming podcast.
Yeah,
like,
it's so bad.
This week on Housekeeping Weekly, dust bunnies.
Yeah.
Man, I hate those dust bunnies.
Yeah.
Me too.
How would you come up with new show ideas, and who the fuck is listening, really?
This week, carp. Aren't those carp carpy?
They're very tricky.
Oh, man, there's a new kind of worm. No, there isn't. There's nothing new about... I guess there's, like, lures and...
There's so many different kinds of bait, like fake bait.
Yeah. What was that thing you said at the end? He's like, man, Kermit, he'd hate to see some of his relatives out here. They're all in wheelchairs in restaurants or something.
What the fuck does
that mean? Like, maybe he's talking about, like, eating frog legs.
Oh, Jesus.
But why would they be in... I guess maybe they take the... Maybe he doesn't understand how cooking works. Like, they take the legs and then let the frogs go, so they need wheelchairs. I'm not sure how they do things in your neck of the woods, but I don't think that's how it works. You might want to, I don't know, talk to someone.
That's great.
Speaking of frogs.
Yeah.
One of my coworkers at work has a tank in his little cubicle with poison dart frogs in it.
Why? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Like,
poison dart frogs. I didn't know you could buy those at a pet store.
You know what I could use to spruce up the office? Some poison dart frogs. Well, poison dart frogs, the way they work is they get their toxins from the food that they eat.
Yeah.
From like bugs that they eat and stuff. So in captivity, they don't eat those things. So they're not toxic.
Yeah.
But still. Oh, man.
It's such a strange thing to put in your office. I'm having a shitty day. Froggies.
You know what always cheers me up? Poisonous frogs.
Yeah.
And it's not like he has an office. You know, like I could see like some weird guy like really high up in the corporate chain with his own office. Everything's made out of wood. He keeps a bottle of scotch in the drawer of his desk.
Yep.
And he's got some kind of rare exotic animal in a cage or something.
Yeah.
No, he works downstairs in like the warehouse area with me.
Weird.
And he's got a tank full of frogs.
Do you ever talk to the guy?
All the time, but the frogs have somehow never come up. I go over to talk to him all the time, and he's never said, hey, check out my frogs. Yeah. Or no, nothing. Just frogs.
Well, just normal.
All and right. they're behind him. Like when he's working, they're behind
him. That makes no sense.
So he doesn't even look at him.
That's fucking silly.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, if I had a tank full of once poisonous frogs, I would kind of want to look at them.
Yeah.
You know, I'd want them to be somewhere where I could see them. Not that he can't turn around, but, you know, I don't see the point. If you could be any kind of frog, what kind of frog would you be?
What kind of frog?
Yes.
Man.
It's not a trick question. The answer is poison dart frog.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you why. They're the coolest frogs ever for two main reasons. One is that they're poisonous. It's presuming you're not a pet. Mm-hmm. And two, they come in so many awesome colors.
Yeah.
They're totally like early 90s neon fucking awesome fashion.
Yeah.
There's some that look like, there's some that are like bright orange and there's ones that are like bright red. They look like a strawberry with little blue legs. And there's like black ones with bright neon green stripes.
They're
kind of awesome.
Yeah, that does sound cool.
And they're kind of adorable. Like, I guess maybe I sort of get why he has them because I kind of want to pet him, which might not be such a great idea.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
With a poisonous frog. Well, but they're not poisonous anymore, so maybe it'd be worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
Orion, are you by any chance excited about the Super Bowl?
No.
I'm not either.
It's a big fucking deal, yeah, but I'm not into football, man.
Can you think of any ways in which they could make the game interesting to you? Because I'm not into it either. It's just a bunch of giant guys in padding running into each other. Like the ball almost doesn't even matter. It's just a bunch of dudes running into each other.
I would watch it if like it was more like if they took all the pads away.
Uh-huh.
And it was bloodier and there was fighting.
That'd be okay. I had an idea for how to make the game better.
Oh, yeah?
Well, a few ideas. It starts with, you. Instead of a ball, you use a black baby.
Oh, man.
And instead of players, you use, like, Dobermans.
Okay.
So now...
Oh, Jesus.
So now it's a giant field with a bunch of angry Dobermans and a black baby.
Oh, my God.
Automatically, I'm, like, 100 times more interested.
For God's sakes, Black History Month is coming.
Well, it could be, you could use Dobermans or like pit bulls.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, like what channel would they show this
on?
Yeah,
what channel?
I mean, I don't know if, I don't know which channel shows the Super Bowl, but whichever one it is, I don't know if they'd be into showing like black baby Doberman football.
Not at all.
Maybe this could just be an alternative to the Super Bowl, like the regular Super Bowl could still happen, because I was thinking Animal Planet already does during the Super Bowl halftime show. They do the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's during the whole Super Bowl, but they do this thing called the Puppy Bowl where it's just puppy dogs running around on a miniature field.
It's only during the halftime show.
Is it? Okay, well, that's perfect then, because what I was thinking is during the halftime show, they could still do the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time during the Super Bowl, they could air my special Doberman and Black Baby Super Bowl. So then it'd be perfect because it's like dogs playing the Super Bowl and then dogs doing the halftime show. Perfect.
What do you think would happen in this?
Well, you're probably worried about the black baby, I imagine.
A little.
Let me explain. The black baby will have AIDS.
So
that will, well, you'll have to train the dogs to sense AIDS and want to avoid it. But that will prevent the dogs, if they bite the black baby, they get AIDS.
Yeah.
So they won't bite it. And you'll probably put like some kind of handle on it, like a vest with a handle on the back so the dogs could pick it up by the handle.
Yeah.
And so basically what they'll do is one dog will grab the baby and run down, you know, the field, and all the other dogs will try to tackle the dog with the black baby.
Okay.
And, you know, one side or the other of the dogs could win.
Yeah.
But if the baby wins, and by the baby winning, I basically just mean it survives the game.
Yeah.
We'll cure its AIDS.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. I mean, you know, like if you're a really poor black family with AIDS and your black baby has AIDS, you want your black baby to get cured, put them in the Super Bowl. That's where we'll get them, is my point.
Okay.
That's the incentive.
I see.
Maybe we could get some from like Haiti, because I know they're hard up right now.
But Kyle, there's no cure for AIDS.
They don't know that.
it's like the black parents giving their kid the Xbox 360, only there's no Xbox 360 in the box.
Oh.
It's full of clothes?
It's kind of like that, but with AIDS.
I see that. Okay, I get it.
Another incentive could be that we would teach the family to read.
Oh, jeez.
If they donate their baby to the game.
Yeah.
That one we could actually do, and everybody knows black people can't read.
Why would they want to?
Why would they want to read?
Yeah.
To better themselves.
Yeah, it's going to take some work.
It's hard to search for porn on the internet if you can't read.
I sound so racist right now.
Whatever. It's just a black baby. You know, the beauty of this idea is that everybody would tune in to watch it.
And how's that?
Well, I mean, think about it. Even people who are outraged would tune in to watch this. They'd have to see it.
Yeah.
And so you'd probably have a bigger audience than the Super Bowl. I mean, it'd be huge. And besides, why would you want to watch a bunch of guys run around and tackle each other when you could be watching a bunch of dogs fight over a black baby?
Yeah.
With a handle.
If it's going to air, they need to know the fate of the black baby.
Exactly. That's the drama. Nobody has to worry about the ball dying.
Yeah.
But the black baby, which coincidentally happens to be roughly the same color as the ball, so there's something familiar there for you.
They paint a couple white stripes on it.
And you know, I said it could be like Dobermans or it could be like Pit Bulls,
yeah.
Maybe you could have a bunch of different teams, like in, you know, regular football.
Yeah.
And each team could be a different breed of dogs. Like you could have like Huskies.
Yeah.
The Chihuahua team would probably never make it.
That would be lame.
To the Super Bowl. But maybe, who knows? Maybe if they're particularly vicious Chihuahuas.
I don't think so.
What other kind? Great Danes are fucking huge. They could dominate.
Yeah,
I don't know how aggressive they are, though.
I think they're quite friendly, Kyle.
Not if you beat them.
That's, well, of course, they're going to be pissed off.
Pit bulls can be friendly, too, Orion.
Yeah.
If you don't beat them, you got to beat them and clip their ears and stuff.
Yeah.
You got to be mean to them, bob their tails.
Yeah, they don't like babies.
I've heard that Dalmatians are actually pretty aggressive,
really?
Which is interesting because, you know, there's like, I think people romanticize Dalmatians. They're like, oh, like I've seen 101 Dalmatians. They're adorable.
Yep, yep.
And they have those spots. They're so cute. But I've heard they're not good pets to have around kids.
Oh, really?
Because they're aggressive. Hmm. So they'd probably be pretty good at black baby football. I'm feeling a little sluggish.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I know how to pick myself up.
And how's that?
Give myself a little bit of a boost.
Yeah.
Here we go. You heard this one before?
You're out of your mind.
Looking around your world, pretty baby, is it everything you'd hoped it'd be? The wrong guy, the wrong situation, the right time to roll to me. What do you think, Orion?
It's the gayest shit ever.
Are you feeling better? Because I'm feeling better already. Look into your heart, pretty baby. Is it aching with some nameless need? Is there something wrong? Sing it if you know it, Orion.
I don't know it, Kyle.
This is great. The right time to roll to me. Seen a soul so in despair. But if you want to talk the night through, guess who will be there? You're just leaving me out there.
You are out of your goddamn mind. You didn't tell me about this. What am I supposed to do? It's the
right time to roll to me.
What does that mean?
It means mean? What do you mean, what does it mean? All right, I'll stop it because you're clearly uncomfortable.
A little bit.
How is that not the greatest thing ever?
Jesus Christ.
What?
I thought you were kidding.
Kidding about what?
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording all of this. This is quality entertainment, all right. If I've ever heard it.
Jesus. You were scaring me.
You want to do it again?
No, I don't.
We can do it again. Yeah! Come on, Orion. You've heard it once already.
I have.
You know the words now.
You hope that it'd be the wrong guy, the wrong situation, the right time to roll to me.
We should harmonize.
I'll be the bass.
Look into your heart, pretty
baby, is it aching
with some nameless need? Is there something wrong and you can't put your finger on it? Right down, roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair.
You're not singing.
You
I don't know the
words. We'll be there.
You've turned me gay.
you didn't need a lot of turning.
Oh, Dad, nobody's laughing. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Okay, I'm just kidding. All right, so what do you want to talk about then?
I was about to say something.
Yeah, what? Okay.
I want to talk about fishermen.
Okay.
You never asked how I felt about them.
How do you feel about fishermen?
I think they're all... every fisherman I've ever known...
I swear to God, I'm going to kill you. Here, I'll turn it down a little bit.
All right. Every fisherman I've ever known has happened to be a big... well, he's not gay, but he's a big faggot.
Yeah.
And I think people that fish are just making up for their lack of sex life.
Really?
Lack of a sex life, yeah.
Sometimes vaginas do smell kind of fishy.
Yeah, yeah. See?
I see the correlation.
And you ever hear the term, like, ooh, she's got DSL.
DSL? Oh, yeah. I've only ever heard it from you, but yes, I have heard
it. So maybe fishermen just can't help.
Look at that goddamn fish.
Oh, my God.
It's got dick-sucking lips.
I think I just came. Ooh, reel it in. Well, I'll show you.
We should play this in the background for every podcast.
No.
This is great. I do feel better now. Like, I was kind of, I was feeling kind of sluggish.
I feel like I'm in a Friends episode.
No, that's a different song. I could find that.
I know it's a different
that's
song.
That's a great song. I bought that album.
Oh, my God.
How retarded is it? It's the Rembrandts, I think.
The Rembrandts,
and I bought
yeah.
the album where they released, like, the full... full-length song. From
you went out and bought that?
Well, my mom probably bought it. I
oh,
mean,
okay.
I was
but it was
still,
in your household?
It was in my fucking room, in my CD player.
Wow.
I jammed out to that every night, man.
How did that go again? I can't think of it.
I'll be there for you.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
When the rain starts to pour.
Man.
You know the words to that one?
No.
Because I could find it.
I don't
you
want to
do, we should just do karaoke for this whole episode. What else do I have?
Oh, man. Hmm. It is kind of fun. I mean, as gay as it is.
Here we go. I think I've got something.
Okay. Hey, Jesus. You know what this does to me.
Hey, you. I can be your girlfriend.
Oh, Avril Lavigne. She has the sexiest cuspids I've ever seen on a woman.
Yeah, you have a weird thing about teeth on
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Every girl in America that I've met...
You're so fine, have, I want you mine, you're so delicious.
They have their cuspids filed down, like, when they're young.
Are you sure?
Everyone I've met, yeah.
I've never talked to anybody about that. Like, have you, like, met a girl and been like, wow, your
none
teeth...
Of,
Your teeth are strangely unappealing to me. What'd you do to them? Oh, I got them filed down when I was a kid.
Yeah, well...
Is that something that happens?
No, I don't mind it if they're filed down, but when they're not, it's kind of edgy.
Is that something
sexy.
That happens, though? I've never heard of anybody having their teeth filed down. The only people I've ever heard of having their teeth filed at all...
I don't know.
...are people who want vampire fangs, so they get them filed to a point because they're retarded.
Yeah.
I have no idea if you can hear us over this music. Yeah. This is the copyright infringement episode.
Oh, yeah. This will get us fucked.
And it totally won't. Nobody listens.
Yeah. That'd be funny if we were the one podcast that played, you know, copyright.
No, the weird thing is I hear them do it all the time, and they never get called on it.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever, ever. I was kind of scared to do it, like, early on.
Yeah.
And now I just don't care. But, yeah.
Did I ever tell you about that one day I spent my entire day off looking for a podcast that I would like?
Really?
I tell you about that? Yeah.
I know.
A lot of them, almost all of them, played, like, a regular pop song, like, in the beginning or at some point in the episode. And I didn't listen to all of them, but it was like, really? What if you get caught, man? You're fucked.
Yeah, I know at least a few that play copyrighted material on a regular basis, like songs that are on the radio or whatever.
What do you think would happen if we pissed somebody off and they like told like the record company that we did this?
Probably you nothing. They'd tell us to take the episode down.
They'd warn us, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
What's one episode out of 51?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
What's this?
It's cool in the gang.
The light's kind of dimmed. What have you done? You set this up, didn't you?
Damn, girl. Ah, yeah.
You ever wonder why people listen to this and think it's, like, sexy?
No, because I have a boner right now.
Of course you do.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is bringing me down again.
Yeah, this is like...
This is too mellow.
This is fake love-making music, you know? Like... We're going to make love, baby.
Yeah, that's... I don't know about that. It was too mellow. It was too... Yeah, I should have, like...
We're going to fuck in slow motion.
I'm about ready to fuck you for 2.5 seconds and then roll over and go to sleep. Yeah, girl. It's going to be awesome. Okay, here we go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Baby, is it everything you'd hoped it'd be? The wrong guy. Ryan's just smoking.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure people are tired of that shit.
Yeah. They're tuning out left and right.
Oh, man.
If we were live right now we had some kind of thing that told us how many listeners we had at the time,
just be dropping. Nah, fuck that. It'd be climbing. It'd be skyrocketing.
Oh, well, yeah.
We're overloading the internet.
What is that band's name that sings that?
Delamitri.
Yeah, they're a bunch of faggots.
I've never heard anything else by them ever. Do you remember the music video for that song?
No.
It was a bunch of...
There's some music video.
Yeah. It was a bunch of hot chicks pushing strollers, and the babies in the strollers were babies with the heads of the members of the band.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, like, it's a baby with a grown adult's head singing the song and being pushed around by...
Roll to me.
Yeah, maybe it's about strollers. Maybe it's a pedophilia song.
Yeah.
Right now, roll to me, toddler, right now. Suck my D, baby. Literally baby, not like in the affectionate way that I would say to a woman.
Yeah.
Well, in the interest of progressing on from Delamitri, we've been playing this game for the Wii called
Muscle March.
Yeah.
Orion came to me one day and was like, hey, have you heard of this game with half-naked, muscly dudes in it?
Oh, Jesus.
Can I borrow your credit card and buy it? And I was like, yeah, sure. I mean, whatever floats your boat, buddy.
It went down like that, but not like that.
Well, oh, you're right. The one thing I left out is that he tried to use his credit card first, but he got an error. So,
God damn it.
No, it's it's a lot of fun. It's this, if you haven't heard of it, and chances are at least some of you haven't.
Yeah.
It's this game. It's a downloadable game for the Wii, and in it, is a bunch of half-naked, muscly men.
Oh, yeah.
One's a woman, and one's a bear. A polar bear. Anyway, so what you do is you, there's somebody that steals this jar of something. I don't know if it's like protein powder or what
protein
it is.
Protein powder, yeah.
Is it? It doesn't say that.
It was in like the review. I don't know.
Okay.
This guy steals your protein powder.
The first guy that steals it is a football player.
Yeah.
And not like a Doberman, but like a real one. And he steals this jar of shit, and everybody, all the like muscly guys that go like, oh no, we have to catch him. So like four of them go after him, and he's running through like the city, like downtown, I don't know, Tokyo or something. It's the Japanese game.
Yeah.
And they're chasing him, and they're all wearing Speedos. One of them's a guy from Spain with like a white top hat and a weird mustache and a rose in his teeth. And one of them's this black guy from Ghana, and he has a bird's nest in his hair.
Afro comb.
Yeah, one of them's he's got a mohawk. Where's that guy from? Germany?
Russia.
Or something? Russia. Yeah,
big orange.
Yeah, anyway, I think the big muscly chick might be from the UK.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a chick.
her name's Brenda, and she
I just thought it was some dude that went by Brenda.
And she has boob coverings.
Yeah, I just thought it was some buff, because like, they're all super buff guys.
I think she has, like, pigtails.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was a guy that looked to dress up.
You were too busy looking at the muscles. Look at all those rippling pecs and quads and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the way the game works is four of these guys take off after the guy who stole the whatever it is. And the one in the back is you. And the guy in the front, the bad guy who has the whatever it is, I guess protein powder, is running away, and you're chasing him, and he runs through walls like a cartoon character. He leaves a cutout in the wall that's the shape of whatever position he was in.
Yeah.
And they go through these different, they cycle through these different like bodybuilding poses, like one arm up and the other one down, or both arms down like flexing, or both arms up and flexing.
Yeah. Bust through the walls.
They bust through the wall, and then you have to match whatever pose they were in to get through the wall.
Yep.
And you just keep doing that, and it gets faster and faster and faster, and then eventually you get to this point where you've done it enough, and you have to shake the Wii Remote and the nunchuck to like run and tackle him.
Yep.
And if you do manage to tackle him, you tackle him, and then all those other people that were running with you all of a sudden show up and jump on top of you, and it's a big pile of man meat.
Yeah.
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, because at some point, each character, like, slips on a banana, and they're like, whoa, 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 and they don't make it through the hole in the wall like that.
Yeah.
Whatever the first guy busted through. So they kind of get knocked out. So one by one, they drop out, and you're getting closer to the guy up ahead.
Ooh, which gives you less time to find the right pose.
Yeah.
And sometimes they like try to fake you out. Like they'll do like three poses, and then the last one is the one that they bust through the wall with.
But it's pretty amazing. Like the intro and everything with the rainbows and the penguins.
It's pretty bizarre. Like it's very...
Really bizarre.
Gay, but but it's also very Japanese. Like it's all like bright, vibrant colors and penguins around for no reason.
Yep.
And, it's very, very strange. It reminds me of Chouaniki, which if you've never heard of that, it's a game also from Japan with big muscly guys with hardly any clothing on. But like, I think the original was a shooting game, like a top down shooter or maybe a side scrolling shooter.
Yeah.
And then there's a fighting game that's also like half naked guys. And, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
But like you'll run through an office building and there'll be a horse in there for no reason. Most of the time you don't notice it unless you're watching somebody else play, but
yeah.
And
there's so much crazy shit.
There's some weird fuckers that you have to chase. Like there's the football player, there's a silver alien that's like sitting on a tiny UFO and it just wobbles around.
Wobbles its ass. And then there's so gay.
the main bad guy, the last guy, is this guy called Mech Muscle. And it's like a big muscly guy, except that most of his body is covered in like shiny blue spandex or something.
Yeah.
and he has a weird antenna coming out of his head and a pair of sunglasses on.
He's like a muscly, he kind of reminds me of like the Tick, but
yeah, sort of.
His outfit's like blue metallic, yeah.
And he rides like a skateboard that's motorized or something.
Yeah.
And
he's like shaking his ass the whole time. He's like kind of doing a,
oh yeah,
like a soft thrust every time.
Yeah.
Every second.
Yeah, shaking his butt. And when you beat a level, like there's three levels and that's like the whole stage or whatever.
Yeah. You got to tackle three guys. Yeah.
And when you beat all three of them, you get a victory dance that has all the people, including the mech muscle guy that were involved. All of them doing this weird gay dance.
Oh,
this little dance routine is your reward.
Yeah. It's so gay.
It's pretty great.
I've never said this about anything ever, but when I saw this, like before I came running out and said, Kyle, oh my God. Oh my God, Kyle, you won't believe this.
Christmas came twice.
Yeah, and so did I. But anyway. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I've never said this about anything, but this game is so gay. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever said that about anything?
It's like, it's not gay in like the, hey, I'm a dude who happens to also want to have sex with dudes way. It's more gay in like the village people way. Like,
yeah.
I am so gay. I can't contain it all. Like, it's just, I'm just bursting with gay. Like, at any moment, if you pushed me over, I would just explode in a shower of glitter and flowers.
Yeah.
Rainbows everywhere.
Holy shit.
It's, yeah, it's kind of
and
awesome.
And the music, yeah, it's like this crazy techno, but the singing voice is, like, sped way up, so.
Yeah, it's like J-pop, like Japanese pop music.
Ah, okay.
Techno-ish.
Just so bizarre.
Yeah. It's all female singers singing in Japanese. I know I kind of misrepresented how it went down. You know, you coming out and saying, hey, I got to get this game with the gay guys in it. But it's funny because I had known about this game for a while. I'd seen videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And then just with no prompting from me, Orion comes out of out of his bedroom and says, have you heard of this game? It's incredible.
Yeah.
And he wanted to buy it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was only $5. It was amazing.
True enough.
Yeah.
It was a great deal. He wanted it so bad, there was no room on the Wii, so we had to delete a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But he was like, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Worth it.
And I went to work the next day and told everybody about it. Nobody can appreciate this.
They'd have to see it, I think.
Yeah, they're all looking at me like, why would you do that? So why would you want that?
You downloaded a gay softcore porn?
And I'm like, no, it's so gay, it's awesome. And they're like, I'm not sure what that means. Yeah, not a lot of positive feedback. They were kind of laughing, but they didn't get it. So I'm like, I put up the video on my Facebook. Nobody watched it. So.
They just don't like the gays.
Just got to bring them over one by one so they can experience
it. Why are all of your friends homophobes?
Well, we only got one voicemail this week.
All right.
So here it is.
Hey, guys. It's Mr. Foreskin. I have a spiritual question that I'd like to ask. Recently, I have a hankering to become a pervert, and I was just, kind of wondering if you guys have any pointers that I should probably try to move this forward. So, I would love to hear your comments about that. Thank you.
All right, Orion.
I don't know where to begin, but I do want to say he said it's Mr. Foreskin.
Yeah.
Aldi gave him that nickname because he's not circumcised.
Well, Mr. Foreskin it is.
But anyways,
the problem with becoming a pervert is that it's kind of subjective. It depends on whose definition you're going by, because I'm sure to some people, like, anal sex is perverted, or even oral sex is perverted, or even sex before marriage is perverted. So, it kind of depends on whose scale you're going by.
Yeah.
But, there are some that are pretty surefire ways to be considered a pervert, like sex with animals. Mm-hmm. Most people aren't going to be behind you on that one. You could become a furry. That's kind of like sex with animals, only you don't actually have to have sex with animals. You just have to dress up like an animal.
Yeah.
Most people aren't into that either. We've talked about mechaphilia, fucking cars and things.
Yeah.
I know Orion started at an early age, so he's got a bit of an edge on you if you're just starting now. Do you have any tips for how to like get into being a pervert?
Well, it's kind of hard because you got to break it down. Like I was young, so it wasn't really my fault.
Right.
But he's an adult, so what would you do?
I got to ask, and I know he can't respond right now, but have you ever been in a room full of sleeping people and been awake yourself? Because if you have, and if that's likely to happen again, that's a good way to start. You just whip it out and just start going to town.
Yeah.
If anybody wakes up, you'll be automatically labeled a pervert.
I recommend going to a bar and sitting at the bar alone.
Well, that just kind of gives you the illusion of being a pervert. I mean, you haven't actually done anything perverse.
That's true. But if you want to, I guess it's a good step forward. What the fuck? I don't know.
There's always kid touching. Do you have any like young relatives or anything? Actually, incest in and of itself would be considered perverse by most people. So if you have like a hot cousin or a hot sister or something, maybe an aunt or a grandma.
Yeah. I say go out in public and just pet children.
Just pet their heads. Aww.
Very soft and sensual. Yeah. How old is he? Ellie.
Wait, he's 18? Past the sell-by date. Sorry. I don't know. It's pretty easy to be a pervert. It's kind of a not very good of a question for discussion because it's real easy. I could come up with ideas on how to be a pervert all day long. I mean, have sex with a toaster.
Yeah.
Easy. The big problem is, I guess, if you really want to be a pervert is, I guess it depends. Do you want to be labeled a pervert? Do you want people to call you
a
pervert?
That's what I was,
Or do you just want to be like a secret pervert?
Yeah. Because I think we're all perverts. I mean,
you could always just get a long coat, like a trench coat.
Yeah.
And, you know, a pair of sneakers and nothing else and just go to like, you know, Denny's or something and just sit down and open your coat.
Woo!
Hey, everybody.
Whee!
I'd like the moons over my hammy and something for my little friend.
Oh, that's another thing. Always wink at people. Guy or girl.
Yeah.
Especially guys. Just wink. Old men.
Yeah, old men.
Dying
love
of
it.
Cancer. Yeah, wink.
Dying of cancer?
I don't know.
Go to a cancer ward and just proposition everyone sexually. Nurses, doctors, patients, whatever.
If you need anything. Wink.
And by anything, I mean anything sexual.
Why not?
I guess I assume he means a sexual pervert, because pervert doesn't necessarily mean that.
Oh, man. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you can pervert anything. It's just basically misusing it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That makes me look stupid. I'm like, how can you be a pervert but not in a sexual way?
Well, you just got sex on the brain.
Yeah.
We covered that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about ghosts?
What?
Like ghosts, like, you know, spirits, specters.
I don't believe in them.
If they were real, though, that would be pretty cool.
I would have a lot of trouble masturbating.
You know what I've never understood about ghosts is they always have clothes on.
God damn it.
Whenever somebody's like, yeah, I saw a ghost. Really? What was it wearing?
Yeah.
A plaid shirt, pair of pants. I don't know if people usually ask what they're wearing, but they always have clothes on. What the fuck?
Like they got ready for the day.
I think in the movie The Matrix, the first time Neo goes into the Matrix after being pulled out of it, he's got clothes on and he's like, where did my clothes come from? And he's like, oh, that's like, it comes from like your brain. Like that's what you think you look like. Oh, so that's what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Except that I don't think that would really work for most people.
Yeah.
I mean, people aren't really like cartoon characters. They change their clothes.
Yeah.
And
people aren't that creative. Like, I don't know.
Plus, ghosts don't really seem to be thinking about much. They seem to have kind of one-track minds. You know, they're like, I'm so upset about this thing that happened. And that's another thing I don't understand. Why are they all mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're all mean. Even when they want relatively nice things. Like, they're like, I was murdered, and I want you to solve the murder.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get you to solve the murder by scaring the fuck out of you over and over again until you just finally do it.
Yeah.
Or I'll give you clues, but it'll be in really creepy, scary ways, possibly life-threatening ways.
Yeah. Threaten your life. You could die if you don't help me. Yeah, what an asshole.
Yeah.
I think we talked about ghosts before and how much of an asshole they are, I guess.
Did we?
I think so.
Really?
Oh, no. It's been 51 episodes. Yeah, I don't know.
I know we've talked about like ducks and geese and robots and pterodactyls.
I remember my mom telling me, don't ever say you believe in ghosts.
I believe in ghosts.
Say you
Nothing
believe
happened.
That ghosts exist. Because when you say you believe in them, it's like, sacrilegious.
I mean, I have faith in ghosts.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, really?
You can do it, ghost. I believe in you. I totally believe in ghosts.
I believe in you.
I believe in their ability to achieve greatness.
Man, if I could go back in time and tell my mom. Oh, man.
Go, ghost, go. You can do it.
I believe in them.
Scare the shit out of that family. Make the walls bleed. Whatever. Yeah. Man, ghosts are assholes.
Yeah.
Man, speaking of things that I don't really like very much.
Yeah.
What the fuck is up with tires? I can't stand fucking tires, man. Okay, I used to have this minivan, and I got like 4 flat tires or something.
Yeah, you did.
In like a year, and I don't know why. Like, it would always be like, oh, everything's fine. I park the car, and then I come out the next day, and it's flat. And I have no idea why. I can't see a hole. I don't see like a nail stuck in it or anything. It's just flat. And I just recently got 2 flat tires, one of which I understand why it happened, because it was icy. And actually, the roads were fine, but I was driving in this parking lot, and the parking lot hadn't been salted or plowed or whatever.
Yeah.
And I sort of slid on the ice when I was making a turn and slid into a curb, and it bent my rim. So the tire kind of sort of came partially off and deflated. But then I got another flat tire later for seemingly no reason. And what I don't understand about tires is, why can't we fill them with something other than air?
Yeah.
Like, why can't we use solid tires? Is it the weight? I mean, it's on the bottom. It's not like it's going to weigh the car down.
Yeah.
Is it like...
It's really silly to me.
I promise not to drive over any rickety rope bridges. Like, I'll be fine. Or if it's not the weight, maybe it's the cost, because that's a lot of rubber.
But at least put them out there, and if we want to buy them, you know?
Well, couldn't we like fill them with like a solid foam or something?
Yeah.
Something that, like, if you get a hole in the tire, it'll still work.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I've never seen, like, there's not like a gaping hole. I've never even seen a nail stuck in a tire. They just get flat all of a sudden. And if it was filled with foam, even if you drove over a nail, it'd just kind of stick in there, and no big deal. You pull the nail out, there's a little tiny hole, but nothing's leaking because it was full of foam.
Yeah.
Or maybe we could use like wooden tires, like wagon wheels or something.
Jesus. Yeah.
It was something. There's got to be something we could do that doesn't involve.
Yeah.
I mean, think about like the entire car, especially these days, is like all this advanced heavy machinery. And then the best we could come up with to drive on top of is air. Basically, we're driving on balloons with really thick walls. It makes no sense to me. I understand, you know, the air provides like some cushion, I guess, but
yeah.
There's got to be a better solution to this problem.
Yeah. We're so technologically advanced, but driving on balloons.
We drive on balloons. Makes no sense.
Yeah. And you've had the worst luck with tires ever.
I know. And I'd maybe we could do like those like cartoon wheels that are like a bunch of sticks with sneakers on the ends of them. You know, like I'd do it.
It'd probably work better.
It wouldn't go flat. Maybe you'd lose a shoe every once in a while. But shoes are fairly easy to come by. You just, when you get, when you have an old pair of shoes that you're not going to wear anymore, put them on your car.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And God, getting a flat tire, you think it's like the whole world. It's no big deal to them, you know?
Right.
Like, people get flats and they make a call and they have insurance or something. They come pick it up or some shit and have all this money. But for simple people, yeah, you get a flat, it's a big fucking deal. Cause
well, and the worst part is, and maybe this had something to do with it, like it was unevenly distributed wear on the tire, but like I got the one flat, and so I had to put my spare on, and I drove on that for a little while, and then all of a sudden I got another flat.
Yeah, it's like, God, now what?
I couldn't figure out why, but now my spare's on the car, so now I've got another flat tire, so now I'm really screwed because I can't go anywhere. So I had to get you to drive me to the place to get another tire.
Yeah, but getting the tire off, like some tires, like it's always you in your vehicles. You have the key.
Yeah, yeah, where you can't just use a tire iron because it's got like special bolts or whatever you call it.
So you can't just put, you know, the tire iron on the bolts.
Yeah, because it's the wrong shape. You got to use this little metal piece that comes with the car.
Yep.
Hopefully, if you bought it used, you might not have it.
Like anti-theft.
Yeah, I guess it's so people won't.
But it's always for a generic ass boring car.
Yeah, like, it's not like I'm rolling on dubs, you know? Like, I got my spinners. Nobody's gonna steal my hubcaps. It's a fucking Ford Taurus, for Christ's sake.
It's so good.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so hilarious to me. Oh, man. And it's such a bitch. And then the jack, you know, you got to jack the car up and you got to find out where, like, under the car you got to put the jack. Just a bunch of bullshit.
I wonder if you could make tires out of, like, that honeycomb material they make space shuttles out of. Because it's really lightweight, but it's also really strong. So
You think they'd come up with that by now?
I mean, we have space-age pillows with that memory foam shit.
Yeah.
Why can't we use space technology to drive our cars?
Yeah.
You know, the worst experience I think I ever had with a tire problem?
Yeah.
Is my old minivan was on its last legs. I was on the way to work. I hope I haven't told this story before. So I'm on the way to work, and I lived fairly far away from where I worked, so I had to drive on the highway for a little while to get there. So I'm on the highway, driving my van, and all of a sudden it starts to overheat, and there's smoke coming out of the engine, just flying up into the windshield. I can barely see where I'm going. The engine's smoking, but I'm like 2/3 of the way there, so I'm like, if you can just make it to work and die in the parking lot, please.
Just let me get to work.
And it's just getting worse. There's more smoke, but it's still running.
You're still going.
And all of a sudden, my tire blows out.
Why?
The car's already going to die, and the tire failed. The tire blew out. So it was still running, but I had to pull over.
Fire.
I ended up calling this place that would just take it from me. They gave me like $50 for the whole van and just junked it.
Yeah.
And I got a different car.
It was a curse.
Yeah, fucking thing. But I couldn't believe it. Like, I'm having the worst luck in the world already, and then my tire blows.
Yeah, Jesus.
That's not fair.
We went through so much with that fucking van of yours. I remember you had a flat tire at work, and I drove out and from downtown, which is quite a ways where you work. And, we get out there, and it's so fucking cold. It's like negative 10 degrees out, 20 degrees. We had to spend like not even five minutes trying to, like, you know, loosen up the bolts on the tire.
Yeah, yeah.
We were freezing to death, so we had to go back in the van and warm up for like 10 minutes and give it another shot. And, oh, God, it's not going. Get back in the van. It's freezing.
Yeah, I think people over tighten bolts, because I've always had a lot of trouble like taking the tires
off. The first
off.
Time, yeah.
And I a few times, because I guess just because I'm an idiot, I've jacked the car up and then went to take the tire off.
Yeah.
And the wheel spins when I turn the tire iron.
Yeah, and you're like, shit.
So then you got to, like, let it back down and jack it back up again after you've loosened all the bolts.
Yeah.
Kind of a pain in the ass. Cars suck.
Yeah. You've had so many bad, like, tire experiences and just bad overall car experiences.
I bought this one car from a friend of a friend, like a friend of my ex-girlfriend from work.
Yeah.
And they had this car. No, I didn't buy it. I'm sorry. I didn't buy it from them. I had them do some work on it later. I'm getting confused.
Yeah.
No, I bought this car. Nice car. I had the guy, this friend of a friend, check it out, and he said it was a nice car and stuff. He did something to it. I don't remember what.
Yeah.
Like some kind of repair or something. And then I'm driving it around, and it's making this ridiculous screeching noise.
Of course.
But it was making it when I drove to that guy's house to have him look at it. So I was like, I don't know what it is. Doesn't sound good, but this is a car guy. He like fixes cars out of his garage as like a side business. I would think he would have mentioned it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I guess, I forget. There was something wrong with it that he told me about, but it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
So I thought it must have been that. Well, a couple weeks later, I was, I forget the exact timeline here or how I fixed. Oh, now I remember. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The reason I took it to him the first time was because I had just gotten this car. I drove home one night. I, you know, turned the key back to take it out of the ignition.
Yeah.
And it turned back, but the car didn't shut off.
Oh, God.
And now the little,
Christ.
I don't know what you call it, tumbler or whatever that the key is in.
Yep. Yep.
Would turn forwards, backwards, wouldn't do anything.
Wouldn't turn the car off.
I could get the key out. I could get the key back in. I could turn it forwards.
Of course,
I could turn it backwards.
Only you.
Nothing would happen. So my car's just running. And I didn't know what to do. It's like the middle of the night.
What do you do?
I don't remember if I let it run out of gas or kill the battery.
Yeah.
But somehow I got it to stop.
Yeah.
And I got it to his place and he fixed that.
Okay. Jesus.
So then later I'm driving it around. It's making this ridiculous screeching noise and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And one day I realized from talking to somebody that it's probably out of oil.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it has an oil gauge, but the oil gauge was never lit. And it just hadn't occurred to me like that it apparently had an oil leak. Like it had oil when I got it.
Yeah.
But apparently I had a pretty nasty leak, and it never occurred to me that that would be it, because I'm an idiot. And so that night, I filled it up with oil, just filled it up, and I'm on the highway driving home.
Yeah.
And I'm, this is, again, I'm an idiot. I'm driving on the highway. The speed limit is 70. I'm doing 60. And no matter what I do, I can't get it to go over 60. This isn't right.
Yeah.
And because I'm an idiot and I know nothing about cars, I was like, well, maybe if I just push it a little harder. So I'm like flooring it, trying to get it to like, maybe something's out of place and it'll just pop and then it'll go.
Yeah, get in gear.
Which is ridiculous. So I'm gunning it. And it won't go over 60. Then all of a sudden, something popped. It wasn't what I was hoping for. And the heat gauge all of a sudden just shot to the top. And the car like made this like, and then this like rattling and whirring sound, and just slowed down and wouldn't go anywhere. And I took it back to that guy, and he's like, "Yeah, the engine seized." So I had that car for literally maybe like a month or two.
Oh man. Jesus.
I've always had pretty bad luck with cars.
Yeah, which reminded me, I had this experience. I was coming home from school, and I was on the highway, and there was this minivan in front of me, and there's cars all around me. It's during the day, and all of a sudden, they're like 100 feet in front of me in my lane, and you hear this loud pop, and one of their tires blew, and they're swerving everywhere. I was dying. I'm in my car, like, I couldn't stop laughing because of all these experiences you had. It's like, it's just too humorous. It's like, of course.
The first car I ever bought was a Cougar.
Mercury Cougar
or something. It was a silver shitty car. And I didn't expect it to be a nice car. I got it for pretty cheap. Like, it was like $300 or something.
Jesus. Yeah.
But maybe a couple months after I got it, or a month after I got it, the muffler fell off.
Oh, Jesus.
And I didn't know what to do, so I just drove around with the muffler dragging on the ground.
So loud, yeah.
Yeah, so A, there's no muffler effectively, so it's really fucking loud.
Yeah.
And B, there's the sound of the muffler dragging around on the ground.
It was still attached.
And I tried to get under there and like kick it till it fell off, and I couldn't do that. And I couldn't really get under there to like rig up something to hold it up either.
Yeah,
so I just drove around forever with this muffler hanging off, and eventually it fell off somewhere, but I don't know where. So it was just gone somewhere,
crazy.
Which I guess, you know, every once in a while I'll see like weird car parts on the side of the road. I guess that's how that happens.
That's how it happens. Yeah. They just, fuck it.
Yeah. And then the heat stopped working in that car, which it happened at a very opportune time. I was driving to Detroit, which was pretty far away from where we were living at the time, like really far away, a few hours drive. And I drove down for a concert during the day, drove back during the night, and it was like winter-ish.
Yeah.
So the windows are all fogged up, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, man.
Like, it sort of worked with the cold air, the defroster, but I couldn't get the rear defroster to work at all, which is weird because it doesn't even involve, like, it's got those little strips that heat up.
Yep, yep.
But it didn't work either. So I couldn't get that to work. And I'm driving with my girlfriend at the time, trying to get back home, and we've got music blaring. I can't see out the back window. And all of a sudden, I look up in the rearview mirror, and I see flashing red and blue lights. And I was in the left lane on the highway, and I panicked because I suddenly realized I have no idea how long they've been back there because I hadn't been looking. I couldn't really see, and they didn't have their siren on. So I pull over, but I pulled over on the left side of the road, which you're not supposed to do.
Jesus
but
Christ,
I panicked. God. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I pulled over on the left side of the road. So that's two strikes against me. And then the cop comes up and he's like, yeah, do you know how long we've been back there? And I was like, no, I couldn't see it. They were like, yeah, I was pretty sure you probably didn't know we were back there. And that was pretty much it. They gave me a ticket. And
didn't he say like, yeah, you probably shouldn't pull over on the left side of the road?
Yes, yes, they did say that. I think that may have been the first time I was ever pulled over,
really?
Though. So
wow.
That's also part of it. You know, I was panicked.
Jesus.
Car trouble. Yeah, I've had a few cars and none of them have been nice to me.
Man.
Orion.
Yeah?
You have said earlier that you know, tried to look for podcasts to listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
What would your ideal podcast be?
Ideal? Well, I was kind of looking for something we like.
Look around your world, pretty baby.
I need a beer.
Everything you'd hoped it'd be.
The wrong guy, the wrong situation, the right time to roll to me.
Roll to me. I'm sorry, you stop.
Yeah. Or you're just going to turn it down.
What
okay.
would your ideal podcast be?
I don't feel like I'm being taken seriously right now.
This is serious business.
And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the night through, guess who will be there? Orion.
Don't try to deny it, Orion. You've been down so long you can hardly see.
You didn't call me pretty, baby.
Well, I was trying to be specific.
All right.
Roll to me. Roll to me. Roll to me.
God.
Roll to me.
Alrighty.
And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair.
I choked on my spit.
That's disgusting.
Or awesome.
It's like blasting in my headphones. It's like...
So what would your ideal podcast be? I'm sorry.
For real?
Yes.
Ideally, it'd be something similar to ours or possibly the opposite. Something just out there and unique. Like some of the YouTube celebrities out there that are popular because they're just so out there and different, but not exactly like good at anything really. They're just so interesting. That's what I was looking for, but I couldn't find any of that shit.
YouTube celebrities? Like who? You know any YouTube celebrities?
Well, like that one kid. I don't know if he's like huge, but the one kid that you were showing me the other week. If you played anything else, it'd be okay, but goddamn. God, I hate Dimitri's fucking faggots. Fuck.
All right. So who's this YouTube celebrity?
Who's that big kid?
That big kid?
That was on that forum, and he's like, a god. You remember? It's been a few weeks.
The little fat kid talking about Mario and Luigi?
Yeah, possibly.
Well, we didn't talk about that on the show.
Yeah, we didn't, but I'm trying to get an idea who he is so I can explain it, but I forget.
Lukey West something.
Yeah.
What Lukey West 1234 or something like that.
Oh, what did he do? That's a bad example, but like, I don't want to be super cliche, but the, you know, Nama Nama kid.
Numa Numa?
Numa Numa. Sound like my mom.
Who's Maya that Nama kid? Nama kid?
Maya who? Yeah.
That guy?
Just silly shit, yeah. But all I found was gay ass shit. And a lot of it is very specific. Like, they talk about programming. Today's episode. What?
Yeah, there are a lot of overly specific podcasts. That's why when we started doing this one, I didn't want to do it about a subject. I didn't want it to be, this is the video game podcast. Or yeah. This is the we review TV shows podcast. Yeah. Or the movie review podcast. There's so many of those out there. And I think I think it limits your audience. And B,
for sure.
Yeah. I think it makes you look like a jackass depending on what subject you pick. Like video games is fine. There's a few video game podcasts I listen to. There's at least one that I listen to that's about movies. But there's always, you know, the ones about fishing.
Fucking fishermen. Jesus Christ. What's sad to me is that I would listen to their podcast and I'm thinking, how do you come up with an idea for a new episode? And they never had any struggle like, so blah, 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 blah. Where do we go from here? You know?
Yeah, they were just
like we do.
Sometimes.
And we have no limits. That's what true. Is going on?
We could talk about anything. Is there anything on your mind right now?
Oh, man.
Or lately? Like nematodes?
Nematodes?
Yeah, they're little worms.
No. No, nematodes.
Nothing. It's also like a mythical creature from the show Doug.
Oh,
but that's
Jesus.
Something else.
I was watching a video of cereals from the 80s.
Like cereals like you eat? Like
yeah, cereals. Like breakfast cereals, I'm sorry. And there was a s'mores cereal that was like Golden Grahams that I loved. Forgot existed, and it had like it was chocolate covered Golden Grahams with marshmallows.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I'm not really into marshmallows very much.
Oh,
cereal marshmallows so are okay, but even those I'm not a big fan of. Have you ever thought about like filling a bowl with Goldfish crackers and like milk?
Oh God, no.
It'd be like cereal for dinner. It'd be like a cheesy salty cereal.
Cheese and milk.
And when you're done with it, the milk would be all orange and cheesy.
So you just drink it down?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like cereal. It's these little crispy things about the size of cereal pieces.
God damn.
You could do it with oyster crackers, too, if you don't like flavor. You know, those little, like, pentagonal or...
Yeah,
no,
I know.
Sextagonal?
Are they? Or
how many sides do they have? Octagonal?
I think they have eight.
Really? They have eight? I'm thinking they have six for some reason. This is important shit. How many sides does an oyster cracker have? Maybe it depends on
what are we doing?
On the brand.
Yeah, it's just funny to me that they always have something to talk about, even though it's the most narrowed down subject. And here we are talking about playing songs and shit.
You might have just heard a cat playing with a bottle cap.
That's right.
That's something to talk about. Bottle caps.
We should talk about our cats.
No, bottle caps.
Bottle caps?
Bottle cats. Cats in bottles. How do they get those ships in bottles, Orion?
Yeah. If you could push anything.
Yeah. How do they get those ships in bottles? Yeah.
If you could push any animal off
into
a skyscraper.
Off a skyscraper. A horse.
What would it be?
Either a horse or an elephant, but I think a horse. Because it's so big and it has no business being on the top of a high building. And it would just be a surreal experience to watch a horse fall to its death from the top of a skyscraper.
Yeah, it would.
Kind of awesome.
I just think it's funny. Anything with like hooves falling off a building. Like,
yeah.
They don't have hands. I don't know why that's funny, but
good luck grabbing something on the way down.
Yeah. Just the way they'd frolic in the air as they're on their way.
Yeah,
to their
that's like
doom.
Watching them run or something in the air, like, frantically flailing around. Or making sounds, yeah.
Yeah.
A cow would be good, too, I think. I bet a cow falling off a skyscraper would probably sound like...
Yeah.
Splat.
Yeah. I think it'd be better than that.
Splat.
I don't think they'd say anything or move. They'd probably just be too dumb to even know.
Die of a heart attack before it hit the ground. Man, what other kind of animals can we push off? Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
An ostrich. That's what you get for forgetting how to fly, asshole.
They'd be flapping and shit.
Use your wings, dumbass. Or a penguin.
Oh, man.
Penguins are too cute, though.
Yeah.
Ostriches would be funnier because they're such funny-looking animals to begin with, like that neck flopping all over the place. Do you think they flap their wings? Like,
I think so.
Some weird deep-down instinct would tell them to try to fly. Like, oh, shit. Maybe an emu would work, too, or an emu. Is it emu or emu?
I think it's like tomato and tomato.
Tomato, tomato, emu, emu.
Yeah.
Let's call the whole thing gay.
Yeah.
What else could we throw off a building?
Like
an old woman.
Kind of old people.
Old people.
God,
it's like the cannon idea I had. Oh my God, could you imagine launching a horse out of a cannon? Oh shit, I just had the greatest idea ever. Hold on. I'm coughing a little bit. I just had the greatest idea ever. You get two cannons and you very carefully plan the trajectory.
Yeah.
And you put a horse in each one and you aim them at each other.
Oh,
you shoot two horses into the air and they crash into each other.
It like just the velocity, like a high enough velocity of speed where they like explode.
And you put a trampoline underneath.
Oh man.
So when they like they kind of entangle with each other, they collide in the air, they just fall straight down onto a trampoline and bounce back up in the air.
Yeah.
You put like little horse helmets on them just for looks. Oh man. This has been a brainstorming session of epic magnitude.
Yes, it has.
Is there anything else we could throw off a building or shoot out of a cannon?
Goddamn.
A ventriloquist.
Yeah.
I'd love to push a ventriloquist off a building right as he's in the middle of his act.
Yeah.
And see which one screams, the puppet or the ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Do you know where we could get like a couple of horses and a couple of cannons?
No.
We should figure this out because I think this would be a great promotional event for the show. If we could, you know, it would be a way to draw people in. Because who wouldn't pay to see two horses launched at each other out of cannons? And we could bring stickers and stuff, maybe burn some CDs with a couple episodes on them so people can check it out without actually having to do anything. And, you know, say, hey, I just had a terrible thought. We could get a big banner that says, like, I just had a terrible thought.com.
Yeah.
Oh, we could dye it into the horse's fur, like the Itch Hat logo.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like animal fireworks.
Yeah, if you ever redo the website, like on the banner, the header, you should have two cannons with horses
launched at each other with a big like comic book starburst between the two horses where they're colliding. I should do that anyway. That should be the banner. That should totally be the banner for the top of the website. Yeah. Just two horses colliding in midair with cannons on the sides. Yeah.
You either get it or you don't.
Oh, man. I just had a terrible thought.com. Two horses colliding. That's not really a terrible thought. It's kind of an awesome thought.
Yeah.
Well, you can email us at Kyle and I just had a terrible thought.com. That was Kyle and I just had a terrible thought.com.
Ooh. It's over already. All right. Or Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Oh, I just remembered. We got a comment on the website, which isn't normally news, but it was because I'm an idiot and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a horrible webmaster. I use WordPress for the website because it's easy.
Yeah.
But that means that when I make certain modifications to it, I don't know what I'm doing. So like when I added the forum, I wanted it to take the place of the comments, and I did that fairly successfully, except that if you click on the title of the episode on a post, it brings up the old like comments box for you to comments into, and they just never show up.
Yeah.
So this
This
guy left a comment, but nobody will ever see it. And it was Kevin S. from the UK.
Yeah.
And he said something about like, do you guys have a Skype number?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've ever mentioned that before. Well, yeah, we do. I have a Skype account. It's my name. It's Kyle.Aldrich, KYLE.ALDRICH. But there's also a button on the main page of the website, and I'm not sure how you missed it.
Yeah.
But maybe, and we're not in iTunes. I don't know how else you found it, but you've obviously been to the website because you commented. But yeah, there's a button on the right hand side that says Skype me.
Yeah.
And if you have Skype, you should just be able to click that button and it should Skype us.
Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah.
But yeah, it's the exact same thing as the voicemail phone number. So if you want to call in.
Yeah.
There's more fucking cats with bottle caps.
Jesus Christ.
More bottle cats.
Bottle cats.
How do you get a ship in a bottle, Ryan? But I do I know how they do that. They fold the sails down and then just reach in with a stick and fold the sails back up.
Okay.
But, all right. So yeah, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Or you can Skype us at the Skype button.
Skype me.
Or, you know, Kyle Aldrich, Kyle.Aldrich. Check us out on the Facebook, become a fan, suggest us to your friends. Check out our Twitter if you want to know when the episodes are going up. You can order free stickers, except last I checked, there was something wrong with the sticker page, and I'm not sure what. Mm. Again, because I'm a horrible webmaster, it's there. You fill out the information, you click submit, and it gives an error. And I don't know why I didn't change anything. So if that happens to you, if you want to order stickers and that happens, don't worry about it. Just email one of us the same information. And it's all the same because I get those alerts via email anyway. So I'll try to fix that, but I have no idea how. If anybody knows how to fix that, like what the error means and whatnot, let me know.
Yeah.
And speaking of the stickers, there are quite a few sticker orders that have not gone out. And
yeah, I got a comment on like, what the fuck's going on? Well, I've just been lazy. When I go to mail them out, I mail them out through my work. And every time I go to leave from work, the only place you can get them going and like stamped and properly stamped, because like if they're international, I want to know exactly how much it's going to cost.
Right.
So they get there. There's always a fucking line of like 20 people and one douchebag up there working by himself. And I'm like, I can't be here for 45 minutes after work, you know? So I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow, and then I'll do it tomorrow, and then I'll forget, and I'll do it tomorrow. But they're going out tomorrow, so for sure.
Yeah, and then there was
they're all
that
set and ready. I just got to get the stamps on them, the proper postage, and they will be arriving. And everybody's going to get quite a few more stickers than they wanted.
1 million stickers per person.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
give or take.
I just wanted to apologize, because that is my fault, and I'm very sorry everybody had to wait. But you will be getting your stickers soon. And please let me know if you get them, because there is no return address.
Yeah.
So if you get them, please email us or let us know somehow.
I really need to get on that P.O. Box thing. God, every time we do stuff like this part, the ending, I always feel so fucking lazy.
It brings it right down.
I really got to get to that thing. I remember early on in the show's history, I said I was going to work on making a Facebook page and a MySpace page.
Yeah.
I made a Facebook page. I never made a MySpace page.
Yeah, fuck the MySpace page, yeah.
I got like kind of half-assed into making a MySpace page. Nobody uses MySpace anymore
anyway.
Exactly, yeah. But, I mean, it'd be nice for it to be there. Sorry.
Yeah, fuck that.
But yeah, so am I forgetting anything? Oh yeah, donate.
Yeah.
After all that talk about how horrible we are, make sure you donate.
Yeah.
But actually, if you donate enough, maybe we can get this horse cannon thing going.
Yeah.
And if you know any place where we can get a horse and a cannon, or two horses and two cannons, preferably.
Yeah, where do you get a horse?
You think PETA would have a problem with that?
Oh, yeah.
I think it might be so spectacular that they almost couldn't have a problem with it. They'd be like, wow.
Oh, really?
When I first heard about this, I thought this was going to be horrible. But then I saw the two horses collide, and I was like, Jesus Christ, it's like a modern-day miracle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Even PETA would find it funny.
And be like, this is horrible. Horribly awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I guess that's it.
That's it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And, you know, all that good shit. We'll check you next week.
That is Orion's signature line. We will check you next week.
We'll check you next week.
Before you wreck yourself.
Yes. Look around.